Well, I'm Juliet Frumholt, and I'm very happy to welcome our first guests into the studio this evening. They are a really great duo. They're going to be performing for us, and we'll be getting to know them. Separately, they are Perry and Mark. Together, they are 9 Mile Skid, and I'm going to let them play some tunes for us.
When the sky is twilight, it's just another world. Singing and talking to the trees, it's a magical time. Walk around and wonder, listening to the breeze. Nothing to fall as the basket plays you. Join us if you please. Door is open, time to pass on through. No need to knock, you know what to do. In the air, fat notes float on by. Everyone's just going with the flow. It's plants glow in the dark with life from the rain. Everything's just so. There's a blur. Man flashing by, where does he have to go? The door is open, swung open wide, so come on in and see the other side.
was one of mine, Letters for Aldous, and now we're going to do Bits. What's the name of this one?
All I'm Holding Is the Blues.
Okay.
Shivering in the darkness, nowhere left to go. Shivering in the darkness, I got nowhere left to go. So pull beside your fire, far too cold for snow. Hold my breath forever, I believe I'm sinking down. Can't hold my breath forever, believe I'm sinking down. Trapped in muddy water, too far gone to drown. Four left turns on a wrong way street. Oh no, I walk 47 miles with no boots on my feet. I'm only keeping company with cigarettes and booze. Oh no, since you left me empty handed, all I'm holding is the blues. Like a blowtorch, stoking coal for steel again. Yeah, I'm burning like a blowtorch, stoking coal for steel again. Hell's a whole lot easier, but they will not let me in. Took four left turns on a wrong way street. Oh no, I walk 47 miles with no boots on my feet. I'm only keeping company, cigarettes and booze. Oh no, since you left me empty handed, all I'm holding is the blues.
9 Mile Skid, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thank you.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Now, we've got Perry and Mark. And Perry, I know you from Terrapin Moon from a couple months ago when you guys were here. But tell me, how did the two of you get started playing together?
Well, we both currently live in Oxford. We would run into each other. We've both been in various musical projects over the years. A long time ago, we started to do something, and that didn't work out. And then about five years, we just started playing songs as a duo and started working the three remaining clubs in Oxford, that bastion of live music. And then lately we've been stretching out, you know, other places in Ohio besides Oxford.
Cool. When you guys started working together 5 years ago, were you starting to write together right away, or was it that each of you was bringing, you know, sort of your own songs from your own project and just kind of like sitting in with the other one? How did that sort of work?
We brought in songs from other projects at first, and then I started writing songs just for this act as the months and years rolled by.
And I'm woefully behind. I haven't written any new ones for a while. So I got all these little scraps of paper with chords and words on them, but I got to sit down and finish a few more. But we do a lot of cover songs and live. We take a lot of requests and try and make it an entertaining experience. Some people may remember the great Fannigan's Isle around here, and mm-hmm. so they inspired us. So we kind of hope to be the hippie version of that, you know.
I like it. How soon, when you guys started playing together, did you decide to start playing out? I mean, was it just kind of jamming together at home first, or did you say right off the bat?
That was the whole point, was, you know, let's do something and get out of the house and make music. Both of us is sort of, I mean, I was spent a lot of time raising my boy, and so I'd been out of that for a while, and so it was just time to get back in and get back on the bike and ride.
Yeah, I had actually quit playing music for 17 years.
Wow!
After we started playing together, a friend of mine caught me on the street. He says, "Hey, congratulations, you're you again."
Was it hard to come back to it after 17 years?
No, it's like falling off a bike. I mean, it was like getting back on a bike.
Yeah. And the first thought is like, why wasn't I doing this? You know, what was going on? What exactly was the reason I didn't do this for a while?
And, yeah,
yeah. So don't stop, people. Just keep going.
Keep on keeping on. Now, for both of you, what did you come up playing when you were first picking up guitars and starting to mess around? What sorts of things were you listening to that were influencing, you know, those early days of making music?
For me, it was Neil Young, CSNY, Dylan, Cat Stevens, Jim Croce. I didn't really listen to a whole lot of rock and roll. And then, you know, a lot of guitar players, they start their 16 and they go, wee, 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 wee. And I did the other thing. I started as a folky, and then now I want to buy, you know, I have an electric guitar and pedals to make it sound like a threshing machine blowing up. And I've gone that direction, you know. So when I'm 92, I'll form an AC/DC tribute band or something if I'm still around. That's the rate at which we're going.
Like, what about you, Mark?
Well, for me, what made me want to actually get out and play, when I was a kid, the Blues Brothers movie came out. And for a lot of years, I played nothing but blues and R&B.
Now, as far as what influences you guys now, I definitely hear the blues influence, and I definitely hear the Neil Young influence in there as well. I also can hear... maybe a little bit of almost like some Mark Knopfler in there, and maybe some Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green kind of an influence in there as well. Who are you guys looking to now? Is it kind of those same core artists that inspire you, or who are you finding now that inspires you as you're making music?
Well, it's those core people, and any good singer-songwriter. I mean, Jason Isbell's a newer example of that, Drive-By Truckers. But also I sort of fell in with the whole Grateful Dead thing, and that just opens your eyes and ears to all kinds of stuff, because they drew from Miles Davis, the blues, this, you know, this
country.
Jerry
everything.
Garcia did an Irving Berlin song on one album.
And so, they did it all.
Yeah, and so, but so definitely the Dead and a lot of the sort of jam bandy things, but also like alternative country. You know, when my dad was ill, I was driving around and listened to driving a lot, and I'd listen to modern country. I'm like, yeah, this isn't so bad. And then as time went on, it's like, oh, it's that song again. It's like, no, it's by the same artist, but it's just that same song kind of regurgitated. Mm-hmm. So I drifted back over into the ditch and got into the Drive-By Truckers, the Bottle Rockets, sort of the, I guess they call it alt country or Americana or stuff that doesn't get played on the radio in Nashville, right. I think is the real name. But, yeah.
Now, what is this year looking like for you guys? Are you focusing on, you know, just getting out and playing live? Are you hoping to do more writing or do any recording or just kind of take things as they come?
The answer is yes to all of those.
Yeah. In some order. we need to get out. We played at Jimmy's Ladder a while back in Dayton. We need to branch out a little bit, and we definitely want to do some more writing, and this is a pretty stripped down thing, so we can actually do some recording in the home, because you just need four mics, and we can get something together. And then I have a friend that has a real nice studio that we can go and either polish things or redo them. So hopefully between now and the end of the summer we'll get that done, a mix of originals and some covers, and maybe a lot of public domain covers, is those you don't have to pay anybody for. That's really what public domain means. We don't know who wrote it, so you get to keep the money if you record or play it, I guess.
And, of course, we're going to write some more songs of our own,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, oh, yeah, that's all.
And we're playing about here and there. We got a semi-regular thing at a place called the O-Pub in Oxford, which is kind of like the only grown-up bar in a college town.
It's an adult bar in a college town. There's no neon signs. There's
televisions.
Yep, and on Green Beer Day, there's not like little red or green patties. It's a lovely place. If you're in Oxford, and they have music every Thursday night, and it's just a nice place to go, and you can talk to people and have a good adult beverage, and it's not. I mean, I like the students that make my living, but it's nice to go someplace where your age group's in the majority as opposed to not,
yeah. <Let's laughs>
which is why they like their own bars, too.
Is it when you're tackling playing a cover, is it tricky to sort of find that line between making it faithful to the original and then kind of making it your own and you know, kind of putting your own spin on it? How do you tackle that?
Perry has a great saying, and I don't mean to steal his thunder, but when he said this, it was one of the most profound things I've ever heard. He says, when you're playing a cover and you try to sound just like the original, the best you can hope for is a tie.
And then, of course, I joined a Grateful Dead cover band. We're trying to do note for note, but
right.
I digress.
But in this act, it's very loose. We try to make everything our own, do it our way.
And, yeah, just put a little weirdness in it, you know, because if somebody wants to hear a Springsteen song, I mean, the way it was recorded, well, them those little shiny discs, I guess people don't use those anymore. You just punch up something on your iPod and listen. So we try and do something weird, or we'll do weird sort of segues and drop little snippets of songs in the middle. The other night we were playing and he throws in the theme from Gilligan's Island.
I did.
In the middle
nice.
Of the song, and it took me a little while to figure out what he was doing.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at him like, okay.
Well, that's a trick I learned from the guys in Fannigan's.
This is true. They were well known at mixing and blending stuff.
And I'm sure that's got to keep the audience on their toes too.
We try and, you know, make sure that we involve them and you know, we take requests, you know. Freebird will play if they write it on a $100 bill, but a lot of other things we'll play. And we have an iPad or a book full, you know, because we got about 200 songs. So, you know, if we need, we'll refer to one of those. And
yeah.
It's hard to go a week without playing Wagon Wheel.
That's the new Freebird.
Yeah, that's the Freebird for the people in their 20s now.
How do you decide what you're going to cover? Is it based on what you like? Is it based on something you think the audience will respond to? Is it a little of both? What makes you decide, like, yeah, this is one we want to add to our repertoire?
I think some of both.
Yeah. I mean, I think you want to have something that you enjoy playing, because then that gets conveyed. If you're up there playing Brown Eyed Girl and you're going – yeah, my brown-eyed girl. Yeah, that, you know, they pick up on the fact, well, maybe he's not real into that. But then you don't want to play, you know, like a 23-verse Desolation Row song and just watch people leave. You know? A real long Dylan song, you just watch people putting down their deers and saying, I got to get a life, and they just walk off. So you have to be cognizant of that. But
find that balance.
We don't look like at the Billboard, you know, I don't even know if we would know where to find the Billboard Top 40 if it exists. Say, oh, we need to play that one. So we, you know, just something will come up like, I heard that today. Let's do that. And, it, you know, that's an E, so we can go from that into this or something like that. So it's, and we kind of don't really have a set list either. We just have the book. It's like, what do you want to play? I don't know. It's your turn to sing. And so there's some of that.
Kind of see how it feels in the moment.
Yeah, like if people are still moving, it's like, okay, it's time for the Bo Diddley medley. They're still moving. There's, you know, so we'll play it by ear.
Cool.
Yeah, got to watch it with that Bo Diddley medley because it can last an hour.
There's a lot of songs in E that go dump da dump da dump da dump.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're going to be and on, you know, a future release, hopefully for later this year, where should they connect with you online?
Facebook.
And we also have a Reverb Nation page, but Facebook's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Excellent.
Or see what we're doing. And we maintain that fairly active.
Okay. All right. I'll get a link up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. I'll do that. But first, guys, can we hear some more live ones?
Sure.
All right. You know, I feel like doing, let's do that Willie Dixon, Spoonful.
Spoonful, okay.
Yes. Spoonful of coffee, that could have been a spoonful of tea, but one little spoon of your precious love, that's good enough for me. And some are lying about it, and some are crying about it, and some are dying about it. Now everybody fights you about a spoonful, a spoon, that spoon, that spoonful, a spoon, that spoon, that spoonful, a spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. Everybody fights you about a spoonful. Sugar, yeah, could have been a spoonful of sand, but one spoon of lead from this 44 save you from some other man. And they're lying about it, and they are crying about it, and they are dying about it. Everybody fights you about a spoonful, spoon, that spoon, that spoonful, spoon, that spoon, that spoonful, that spoon, that spoon, that spoonful. Everybody fights you about a spoonful. Spoonful of diamonds.
could have been a spoonful up, but one little spoon of your precious love leave me with a little bit of hope. They're lying about it, and some are crying about it, and some are dying about it. Now everybody fights you about a spoonful, spoon, that spoonful. Everybody fights you about a spoon.
Dixon, that
Howlin' Wolf too, man.
This is true.
Yeah. Right. Oh, also Clapton and the Cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're gonna, Uncle?
Okay.
Are you gonna tell the John Phillips story?
Oh, yeah. If we got time, this is the funny story behind this song. Me and my uncle. I think the Grateful Dead had the biggest hit with this, if you want to call it that. But Judy Collins recorded it first, and shortly after the her record came out, John Phillips started getting royalty checks for being the author of this song. And he calls up Judy and he says, "Judy, I didn't write this song. Why am I getting royalty checks?" And she says, "John, yeah, you, me, and I think Steve Stills and a couple other guys, we did in a hotel room. And we were having such a great time, we dared you to write a song." Yeah. And I think he wrote it down on a cocktail napkin and I recorded it. So shut up and take the money.
Yep. And there's a lovely video of Joni Mitchell singing this when she's like 17 and all, you know, dressed up like a pretty folk singer in a long cotton dress, and she's but she's got this grin on her face. It's just a wonderful little video out there on YouTube of this song. And then the Dead turned it into what they turned it into and changed some of the lyrics around.
Yep.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. We stopped over in Santa Fe, that being the point, just about halfway. And you know it was the hottest part of the day. I took the horses up to the stall, went to the bar room and ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, you know my body hurt. It being summer, I took off my shirt and I tried to wash off some of that dust and dirt. West Texas cowboys, there's law around. With liquor and money, there's loaded down. After payday, you know it seemed a shame. You know my uncle, he starts a friendly game. And it was Hollow Jack and a winner take the hand. Cowboys got sore. One of them called him, and then two more. Accused him of cheating, but I know it couldn't be. You know my uncle, he's as honest as me, and I'm as honest as a Denver man can be. them cowboys, he starts to draw. I shot him down, Lord, he never saw. Shot me another, but oh no, won't grow old. In the confusion, I might have grabbed the gold, and we hightailed it down to Mexico. Now all them cowboys, out of the gold. I love my uncle, God rest his soul. Taught me good, Lord, taught me all I know. Taught me so well, and I grabbed that gold. Left his dead ass there by the side of the road. And I guess we'll finish with Friend of the Devil.
All right.
Go for it.
We do this two ways. We do the American Beauty way and the Dead Set way, but we're going to do the American Beauty way. Nice, fast.
We'll start that way.
Yeah, nice, fast bluegrass.
I lit out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Did not get to sleep last night till the morning come around. But I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Ran into the devil and he loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Yellow Springs in a cave up in the hills. Sitting out running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. Took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. Said, I'm running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Well, I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, and the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up to me, I'll spend my life in jail. One's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up to me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'm running, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
9 Mile Skid, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Keep tabs on what these guys are doing and where they're at. We've got a link up on our Facebook page to their Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Perry, Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us. Bucket of fun. And,
my pleasure.
And people should listen every Wednesday if they like good music.
Thank you.
Good stuff here.
Thank you very much. 9 Mile Skid, live in the WYSO studios. Like I said, links up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. This is member-supported, 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.